Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.
Time now for three good things.
One, two, three.
Tell me something good.
Tell me.
It's the beginning of one of my favorite weeks of the year. Today, all good things about the Kentucky Derby. I spent a decade covering thoroughbred racing as a journalist. I've been to 10 derbies, and I'm grateful for every one of them. The Derby is our country's longest-running sporting event. It dates back to 1875, when Aristides won the first running in Louisville in front of 10,000 people. The Kentucky Derby has never failed. There hasn't been a year without one in a century and a half. And unless there's a world war or a global pandemic, it's always been on the first Saturday in May. The names mark the time. Sir Barton, War Admiral, Seattle Slough, Affirmed, American Pharaoh. And this year, we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the greatest horse to win the Derby.
They're at the head of the stretch, and Cham is the leader. He leads it by a length. Secretariat is in the center of the racetrack and driving. Secretariat on the outside to take the lead. Cham holding in second. It's Secretariat moving away. He has it by 2.5.
There are tens of thousands of thoroughbreds born every year. 20 of them get to run in the Derby. And even those horses only get one chance to win it. Only 3-year-old thoroughbreds can run for the roses. The old sports adage, wait till next year, doesn't apply. But the one that wins it has a special opportunity to win the Triple Crown, one of the most elusive feats in all of sports. In my lifetime, for 37 years, no horse won the Triple Crown. We thought it was never going to happen again. But in 2015, I was in the stands at Belmont Park when American Pharaoh hit the top of the stretch. Here's what it sounded like. I've never heard anything like it. The Derby, the Triple Crown, it's emotional. For the people behind the horses who work so hard and care so much, for the fans, and for everyone invested in the sport. Donna Barton Brothers is a former jockey who I'm sure you'd recognize. She's the NBC reporter on horseback during every Kentucky Derby. Here's what she told me about that moment when the Triple Crown was finally won.
I didn't realize it at the time, Scott, because I had to do an interview. There was a Latino family standing on the outside fence at Belmont Park, and they were jumping up and down rooting for American Pharaoh. And as soon as they crossed the wire, they were screaming at me, who won, who won? And so I said, American Pharaoh won. And they just started crying, like the whole family. And right then I felt this well of emotions come up, and I was like, whoa, not the time, not the place. Because I had an interview to do with Victor.
Victor, you just won the Belmont Stakes, and with it ended the 37-year drought. What does this mean to you?
Wow. It's just unbelievable how things work out, you know, with just an amazing horse like American Pharaoh.
And so it didn't hit me until the next morning. I got out of the shower, and all of a sudden I just started crying. And I was like, oh, my God, the Triple Crown. It happened. It's been 37 years, and it happened. And I got to do the interview, and I got to see it. And then, so like, you can hear the emotion in my voice now.
It means so much. There's a special moment during the Derby broadcast when the horses and their people walk from the backstretch around the track to the paddock. Everyone's beaming with pride. nervous as can be. After all, they've invested everything into this. A few years ago, I got to do the walkover, looking up at that crowd of 160,000 people, feeling all that energy. And the horse I was walking with, California Chrome, well, he won the Derby an hour later. Moments before the race, they play My Old Kentucky Home, and there isn't a dry eye to be found anywhere in Louisville. Eventually, the horses make their way to the starting gate. The anticipation is overwhelming, and the gates thunder open.
They're off in the Kentucky Derby!
2 minutes later, it's all over. Another year of time marked. Meanwhile, on farms all over the bluegrass, wobbly foals are being attended to. Will they get that one chance to run for the roses? And what will they do with it?
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.